Do some people say that gutters in the valley is the same thing, or
no,
are they entirely different?
No, they're entirely different.
Okay.
Your valley is where the two parts of the roof join together, and it's to take care of the water. When you now this house here has two valleys in the front here. There's one right there, right at this window here. And then there's one over here at this front window over here. And then in the back is two more valleys. And a valley always was a problem. Sometimes keeping them from leaking. And some people would build a roof, they'd call it a hip roof. Instead of having valleys, well, they'd have they just come up to a point in the middle all the way around. And then they'd have a comb of the roof down each hip.
That's
a hip roof.
Well, you said that you had a good bit of experience on a farm. Could you tell me about some of the different buildings you have on a typical farm around here?
Well, the buildings that we had was principally on my granddaddy's place, and a lot of other places was nearly all of the older places were made out of logs. They'd take poles, oil, 6 to 8 inches, about 8 inches in diameter, or maybe some of them would be 10. They tried to get them all near the same size as possible, notch them together, and that would be the main part of the barn with a hallway down through the middle. And on one side of that hallway would be where you kept your feed, your corn, and up in the loft of the barn would be where you stored your hay. And over on the other side, the opposite from your feed, well, they'd have the stalls over there for the horses, mules. They always had to have two barns. They had one for the cows and one for the horses.
Did you call
cow barn and the regular barn?
You mentioned a place to keep your corn. Was that called anything special?
Corn crib.
Corn crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's corn crib. And they'd take and fill that corn crib full. Then you started feeding out of this corn crib at the door. And you always got your corn off of the floor. And if the corn was piled as high as this ceiling here, the full length of the barn, corn crib, well, you'd get they'd have a hole in the wall on the outside where you'd finish filling your corn crib up, where you could fill it right against the door, where you'd feed right from the bottom. And as you went back in that corn crib, it'd just be a straight wall up and down corn. And but if you ever reached up and got any up high, well, you'd tear the whole thing down. So you'd get your corn right off the bottom and shuck it and feed your livestock.
Well, did people have buildings where they might keep any kind of grain in general